saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Championship night in college basketball. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock will preview the big game tonight between Gonzaga and Baylor. We'll get into what happened over the weekend in baseball, of course, the NBA. And Davis, I think that we're in for a good one tonight. I mean, look, right after that game against UCLA, which one is arguably one of the best college basketball games of all time, I can only imagine that Baylor's probably going back, looking, watching some of the video and saying, hey, maybe we got a shot tonight to take out Gonzaga. But boy, what a great season it has been for them, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, UCLA really did show the patterns as to how a team can compete against Gonzaga, make it very hard for them to score at the rim. Obviously, UCLA shot, you know, incredibly well on jump shots, which is the most variant form of shooting, right? You'd rather your variant shots come on three-pointers, or you just want to get in there for a bunch of layups and dunks. But it was an incredible game. I gotta say, though, doesn't it just sort of feel like Gonzaga is the team of destiny? Like if Jalen Suggs is gonna make, yeah, I mean, he had like three crazy moments in that game, the block and then the pass and obviously the bank three-pointer. It just feels right. Like once a team has accomplished that much, like they're just gonna cap it off. I think I'm gonna have to side with Gonzaga there.
Well, we'll get into the line coming up in just a few minutes as we preview college basketball's championship. Of course, in our headlines today, we got a lot to cover. The first weekend of baseball is officially in the books. Tonight is the title game. Line right now is Bulldogs -4.5. Last night, it was must-see TV, at least for the first half of the game. Actually, for the whole game, if you stayed around for it. I did not, but what an ending, too. Shohei Ohtani dominated early in the game. Got a little bit wild, ended up striking out to kind of end things, but the ball got past the catcher, so he did not get the win, did hit a home run. Jared Walsh was an absolute monster yesterday, 2-home run game for Los Angeles. Stanford wins another thriller in college basketball last night, low-scoring game, and they win the women's title. Jordan Spieth wins the Valero Open, as we're also on the cusp of the Masters. We're going to start previewing that every day this week, including today. And unfortunately for the Vancouver Canucks, about half their team has either tested positive or in contact tracing for COVID-19. So I have a feeling we're not going to see the Canucks on the ice for quite a bit. But Davis, last night, what a display, at least early on, from Shohei Ohtani. And it did look like Joe Maddon, as the game went on, may have left him in a little bit too long just to pick up the win. I'm not really sure why that was going on. But regardless of that, he's going to pitch every Sunday this season. He looks like this guy can easily hit 20, 30 home runs without a doubt. And we talked about this before the season, about the possibility of being the MVP in the league. As long as the Angels are like an okay team, like if they play 500 ball and Ohtani hits 25 homers and strikes out 140 guys, how do you not name him the MVP of the league? No one's ever done that before.
Exactly. I mean, I was talking about this on Twitter last night with people, obviously, because you know, you and I were talking on the show. It felt like every day I would find a way to crowbar Ohtani into what we were talking about. And, you know, Sunday Night Baseball, Easter Sunday. Lots of people are sitting on their couches full of food. They're flipping around, you know, no college basketball, no big NBA games. So a lot of people were really, probably a lot of people saw Ohtani maybe for the first time ever. Like a lot of casual sports fans probably never saw Ohtani pitch before. And he comes out right away and is just blowing guys away, hits 100 miles an hour with the fastball, has that 83 mile an hour split finger that he's throwing, the changeup is working. And then, I mean, that home run. I very rarely see everyone on my timeline talking about baseball. A lot of times it's basketball, it's football, it's draft. Mm-hmm. Everyone on Twitter was talking about that home run because Ohtani is, it feels like he is like a superhuman, maybe, to the ability to throw those pitches and bat like that. Like, I mean, I've been telling everyone who listen, he is unbelievable. What he is doing, it's not comparable to Babe Ruth, right? Babe Ruth played in just such a different environment and atmosphere. It was so different back then. I cannot contain my excitement. And I hope that the cleat that Ohtani took to the ankle yesterday, you know, I maybe he misses a day. Maybe he takes today off. Maybe he takes, you know, Tuesday off, whatever. I hope it's not a serious thing because I do not ever remember being so jazzed up about baseball, largely because of Ohtani.
Yeah, and look, I did a radio interview this morning, and I was trying to think of the last time that any player for me was either must watch or must pitch outside of Miami, because of course that's who I cover, so I'm all over that. I really couldn't come up with one, and I know there have been some great players, you know, through the years, and Mike Trout is, you know, certainly one of those guys, but I never stayed up late to watch Mike Trout. The only player that I could go back to was Barry Bonds. I mean, that was the only one that I felt like I had to see his at-bats, especially as he was chasing down Hank Aaron. But this is the guy. And I was saying also this morning that if ESPN or MLB Network or these people were smart, every Sunday when he pitches, it should be on national TV somehow. I mean, I would think that they'd want to do that. But what a fun scene it could possibly be, by the way, at the All-Star game, too, if he was able to get in that as well. So Ohtani's a big story. No doubt it keeps getting bigger over on FanDuel. You still can get decent odds on him to win the MVP. I think they're about 15 or 20 to 1. Still got a shot. Ain't going to be that much longer. I don't know if it is this morning. So we're off and running here on this Monday. We got our preview of the college basketball championship as well as some other odds over on FanDuel with Gonzaga taking on Baylor. It is waiver wire for a lot of folks in fantasy baseball, rotisserie baseball. Davis and I are going to go through the names and also go through some of the potential closing changes already in the first week of the season as well. So good to be with you here. April the 5th, 2021 on this Monday, Championship Monday in college basketball. We preview the game next.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the show. Championship Monday here on Sports Grid. We've got in-game live, game time decisions coming up a little bit later. We watch the game while you bet the game, give you some good betting opportunities for this evening's game. By the way, Davis, going back to fantasy reality from Friday, well, I watched 15 seconds of the Final Four, and I said fantasy. The answer was reality because, you know, I got back from the baseball game. The game ended, and I was able to watch the ending of that game, of course, between Gonzaga and UCLA. So I have to say I went over on that 15 seconds. It may have not been 20 minutes, but it was close.
Yeah, it worked out kind of nice for me as well. I spent most of the day out on a patio enjoying some of the sun and everything. Got to watch the Cardinals game out on the patio. Got to watch some of that that Houston-Baylor game, though that one, not particularly entertaining. And then watch the entirety of the second half of Gonzaga-UCLA when I got home. And I generally am kind of a crank when it comes to college basketball. Like, I enjoy it and I love gambling on everything, but it's very rare that I get super into a game of college basketball. And that was one of the best pure basketball games I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, both teams played so well. It was really great.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, they're saying it was the best game of all time. And look, I can go back and remember some of the best that I've ever seen. And I've been in person at some of the best of all time, too. But definitely, I would say at the very least, the last 5 minutes in overtime were just incredible. So hats off to UCLA, even though they end up coming up short tonight. We'll see what Baylor has in the tank as they take on the Zags. Gonzaga opened up at 5. They're down to 4.5 tonight, Davis. And the total is 159. You got back on the right track last week with you taking UCLA, taking the points. So what do you think about this one tonight? Do you think that Baylor has a little bit of magic against Gonzaga also? Or do you think that the Zags basically got a little bit of a wake-up call there? Because those are the two things I'm hearing the most of, one or the other.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat the chalk here. I think a huge chunk of the public tickets are going to be on Gonzaga, both the money line and with the points. I'm just going to take it. Jalen Suggs is incredible, you know, going to be a guy who probably goes two or three in the NBA draft, going to be a guy that we'll be talking about on the show next year, probably when we talk about some of our fantasy standouts. I mean, I really do think he will be incredible. Drew Timmy, the most college basketball looking guy ever. You know, that game will not work ever in a professional setting. Guys are too athletic, but in a college basketball setting, he's able to get the job done. So I'm going to side with Gonzaga here. I mean, they're just too good. They just seem way too good, and they really do seem like the team of destiny, I think.
All right. Well, our producer, Brett Levy, has been watching college basketball throughout the tournament, and Brett, tonight is the final game in this one, as we're going to have the Bulldogs basically put together one of the best college basketball seasons of all time if they win, even on the money line without covering. You do have to lay 4.5. The total does seem a little bit high, a direct reaction to the last game against UCLA, where that game, of course, went over their total too. It goes to overtime. That's going to happen. How do you see this one play out?
Yeah, I definitely think that last game against UCLA pushed this total up a little bit, Craig, because Gonzaga was hitting every shot and couldn't stop anyone. So they think a lot of scoring is coming in this game. Butler is a really talented team. Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell are two of the better guards and wing players in the country. So it'll be a tough night for Gonzaga, but I definitely think they're the better team. There is a lot of pressure going for the undefeated season, but I'm not worried about that narrative because Mark Few's been in a Final Four before. This program's had to battle a lot of adversity. No one ever believes in a team coming out of the WCC. That's not a Power 5 program. They played a tough out-of-conference schedule, so even though their in-conference isn't so great, they're doing their best to schedule tough teams, and hopefully that prepares them well for tonight. They had Baylor on the schedule. It just got postponed due to COVID, and it was scheduled for Indy, so we finally get that matchup.
Looking forward to it tonight. Let's take a look over on FanDuel. The opportunity is out there for most outstanding player, and as you can see, FanDuel is not putting themselves too far out there tonight, guys, because it could be, looks like one of anybody tonight, and that's the way college basketball works. You have both players for Gonzaga, Timmy and Suggs, who hit that game winner at plus 115. Jared Butler of Baylor is plus 500. Davion Mitchell is 6-1. And then you go a little bit deeper with Kispert of Gonzaga and Teague on Baylor. Davis, I feel like with Suggs in particular, you know, he's not going to basically win the most outstanding player unless he has a good game. But if it's close, I mean, these people are not going to ignore what happened on Saturday, you know? Like, that's in the back of everybody's mind going into this game. So it feels chalky, but I don't see any value here at all on even betting this tonight.
Yeah, well, I do think there's some value because I feel like the market is really not pricing in the fact that it's just so human nature to give it to Suggs. You know, assuming Gonzaga wins, assuming Suggs does fine. Now, if Drew Timmy has like 28 points, 12 rebounds, right, 3 blocks, 4 steals, that, you know, we're talking a little bit different. But I think they should project to do about the same. And look, I mean, we just know that sports writers do this when they vote for things. Giannis, the Bucks could win, you know, 55 games this year. Giannis could average a triple-double. I still don't think they'd want to give Giannis the MVP because of how bad they've been in the playoffs the last 2 years, and that leaves a sour taste in the mind of voters. And now on the converse, you have every guy who has a vote for most outstanding player is going to go, well, how could I not vote for Suggs after he hit that shot, after he had that block at the rim? I mean, I feel like Suggs should probably be like minus 110 and Timmy should be like plus 155. So I actually do think there is a little bit of value in betting Suggs here on FanDuel.
All right, Brett, one last college basketball opinion for you before we close out the season. Who do you got tonight, most outstanding player?
Well, I actually, you know, don't necessarily believe this is what's going to happen, Craig, but Davion Mitchell sitting there at plus 600, if Baylor wins the game, he's the most outstanding player this tournament, no doubt about it. So if you want to bet Baylor, I would just bet Davion Mitchell, most outstanding player at plus 600, because that's much better odds than you're going to get on this game straight up. So that's probably, if I was to play any of these, that's how I'd play it. Davion Mitchell has played himself into lottery potential talk in the NBA draft this tournament. He had a fantastic season at Baylor, so he's a guy I'm looking to have a big night for the Baylor Bears.
All right, so Brett, let me ask you this question. Give me a percentage. You know I like percentages. Give me a percentage on Mitchell winning the most outstanding player if Baylor wins. Give me the percentage chance you think.
Oh, very high. I think very high, like 75%. The other one's Jared Butler, arguably the best player on the team, but Davion Mitchell in this tournament, he's guarded the other team's best guard. He's been their tough finisher at the rim. You know, he's a really impressive player, Craig, and I think he's put a lot of people on notice in March.
All right, so Davis, let's break it down here. You're good with the numbers. So what we're going to do here is we're going to bet $1,000 tonight on Gonzaga to win the championship, -4.5 at -115. Okay. And then we're going to take another 1,000, and we're going to put it on Davion Mitchell to win the most outstanding play. If Gonzaga wins the game, we're going to lose $150. If Baylor wins the game, we're going to win $6,000. Sound right?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, we basically just got to get lucky, right? We just got to hit it just the right way. I do love trying to find these spots in the market for huge games, though. You'll see, you know, the Super Bowl, right, where you know, maybe the Bucks are -150 to win, but Brady's like plus 300, you know. So I like that spot. That's our bet tonight, Craig.
Right. That's it, Brett. So I'm coming for you tomorrow.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Baylor wins. And Butler wins the MVP. I'll never forgive you as long as we go here on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, coming up next, it is time for our look at the DFS slate. Games begin in 30 minutes. Davis has already broken it all down on Daily Roto, and we'll have it for you next.
Your heart's racing. The clock's...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We have good news. Day baseball is upon us. Coming up in about 30 minutes, of course, the New York Mets will make their 2021 debut as well. Davis over at DailyRoto.com breaks it all down for you. You can subscribe to his service, and he'll help you win money every day playing on DFS. But Davis, I have two pieces of very big advice this week going into the week. Very, very important for all those right. of you who are playing. And this is coming from knowledge. Number one, as we do this show, for this week and maybe a little bit into next week, we're not going to freak out about the lineups again. Now, I thought we were done with it last week, but I don't think we are, because number two, this is super important. Almost all of the league is getting vaccinated this week. So if there are any side effects post-vaccination for some of these guys, they may not play the following day. And I'm talking to some guys right now who are going through it a little bit here. So we're going to have to be a little bit careful. Fortunately for me, I had my second one. I was fine. My wife was not. She, you know, was under the weather a little bit, just not feeling great. So, of course, that should change your opinion none whatsoever about what you choose to do. I'm just giving you the facts as to how I would go about playing DFS this week. It could be more, Davis, like an NBA week, if I want to call it that this week, where you may not know right up until game time if guys are in and out, because I think the players, Davis, they want to play, but it's just, can they, when they show up to the park, if they're not feeling great after getting that first or second dose, they may not play for a day. So just something very important this week. I didn't think we'd be here, but here we are.
Well, there we go. I mean, and that will be useful for us making lineups, because we always love to get the cheap guys in. You know, we always love to find backup catchers and fifth outfielders who are priced, you know, near the minimum salary on FanDuel. That just makes our lives a lot easier. You know, we can pay up for pitching. We can get, you know, those Coors bats. I actually don't know if Colorado plays at home this week. I haven't looked yet, but yeah, just, it just kind of makes lives easier for us. So I will do my best to not freak out about anybody's lineup choices this week. Larusa, you get a 1 week pass.
For Lurie Garcia. Yeah, I think what happened was, even though they're not, no one's saying it publicly, I think all the teams took a look at what happened to Washington and they're reacting. You know, none of them want to go on a plane. None of them want to go back on the road without getting either the first vaccination or the one where you get one. So just keep that in mind for this week. How that affect pitchers is really curious to me, but not there yet. All right, Davis, let's go through some of your pitching options for today. Of course, the highest priced pitcher all season long will be Jacob DeGrom. Yes, this is the same Matt Moore we're looking at from 2012. He's back again, 7,000. He's priced over on FanDuel today. I'd love your analysis on him. Dustin May is only 6,800. Wow, I got to circle that one. And then Michael Wacha, we'll see what he's got for Tampa Bay today, is at 6,500. Davis, let's break him down.
Yeah, so DeGrom, just the clear top play here. We have him projected for 7 more points than any other starting pitcher going. We would have Dustin May projected for more points, but we have him really only going for about 4.5 innings. You know, if we thought there was any chance he could go 6 innings, we would raise his number of batters faced, raise the number of outs we would expect him, and he would be an even better deal. Moore is really interesting to me because I expect that he is going to be extremely low owned. I don't think that I just don't think he will be popular at all. You know, we're talking 5-6% of rosters on FanDuel. Mm-hmm. He has not been good for a long time, but this is kind of my supposition. Anytime we see a guy resurface like this and then win a job, he's got to have something. It's a new pitch, a new spin rate. He's added a couple ticks of velocity. Like, there's got to be something there that has added enough intrigue for a team that thinks they're going to make the playoffs in the Phillies to put them in the rotation. So I'm curious on Matt Moore tonight. And then Carlos Rodon didn't make the graphic, but I am pretty interested in him against the Mariners side. Obviously, the problem with him is always control.
Sure. Yeah, walks with him, no doubt. All right, let's go over to the hitters. We'll move on. And we got Jose Abreu. This is catchers in first base. Jose Abreu at 4,000. Anthony Rizzo at 3,300. Eric Hosmer's off to a great start. That price is indicated there. On FanDuel at 3,700, and then Evan White at 2,900, who doesn't really hit a ton of home runs, Davis. So you're hoping, I guess, for multiple hits, and he is, you know, trying to be more of an on-base guy this season.
Yeah, he is trying to be more of an on-base guy. I mean, really what we are kind of thinking with him is just that he is better than what he has done so far as a Major League Baseball player. Just that, you know, prospect profile, so on and so forth. But I think you're probably wanting to spend at first base today. I think Abreu looks pretty strong. I think Hosmer looks incredibly strong against Anthony Descalfani, who has been good against right-handed bats in his career, but horrible against left-handed bats in his career. He's been absolutely brutal. So I kind of like Hosmer as one of these lower-owned options at first base.
All right, over to second base we go, and Colton Wong for the Milwaukee Brewers is priced at 3,200. David Fletcher of the Angels, saw him play a little bit last night, really like him, 2,900. And we are, 3 days in, and I got Ty France on my screen, 3 days in a row into the baseball season. So we'll see what France does tonight.
Yeah, so I think you actually just hit on something right there, Craig, which is you're going to see a lot of names kind of repeat in this segment, and it's going to be guys who I think have skill levels better than their price tags show. And if I think that Ty France has, 3,300 skill level, but he's gotten pinch hit a couple times, things like that, or just has been fine, right, but not hitting home runs, not stealing bases, just doing fine. FanDuel tends to keep those guys' prices stagnant. So Ty France is just a guy that at 2,800, he's going to find his way into a lot of my lineups, kind of like a stack filler type guy. But yeah, second base headlined by Jose Altuve, against Jose Quintana. Altuve so good against left-handed starting pitching. I think he is the clear top option of this slate.
All right, let's go over to third base. And Manny Machado of the Padres is priced at $4,000 as they host the Giants tonight. And Descalfani, as you mentioned, Justin Turner, 3,000. And Phillies swept the weekend. How about those Phillies over the Atlanta Braves? And Alec Boehm, 2,800. I feel like this is going to be his low price for the season, Davis.
Yeah, Boehm had the go-ahead hit yesterday, $2,800 for him. Now, it's not obviously the easiest matchup that you're going to find against Jacob deGrom, but this is actually something I have not seen a ton of discussion about. But even Jake DeGrom, even Clayton Kershaw, even, Verlander when he gets back, the very best pitchers in baseball, even early in the season, these guys are unlikely to go deeper than 100 pitches. So this is going to be DeGrom's, first real start. Let's conservatively project him for about 90 pitches. That should be 5 to 6 innings. But also, maybe mm-hmm. he works up a huge count in the third inning and throws 30 pitches in the third inning and, gets out of it in the end and gets the strikeouts. But what if he leaves the game after 5? Then it's Mets bullpen. And, Boehm, a left-handed hitter, largely is going to have the platoon advantage over these much worse bullpen hitters there. Boehm is not going to be popular. So I think that's kind of the line of thought there. But, you know, third base, I mean, Bregman, like the Astros are going to be a pretty constant mention here because they, you know, they have the platoon advantage there. So I'm pretty high on the Astros on this slate.
Yeah, a great start for Bregman this season. All right, shortstop options. We have Lindor making his debut with the Mets at 3,700, Javi Baez at 3,400, and then back to Correa we go here on Houston at 3,100.
Yep, back to Correa. I mean, Correa, I think, is the best value at shortstop. Lindor against the aforementioned Matt Moore. I think he'll probably be the most popular because he's $500 cheaper than Tatis. And I do really like Corey Seager as well. We don't want to recommend the most expensive guy at every single position, right? Baez is the interesting one here though, because I know Craig, you'll go, oh, Baez, he's terrible. I don't want him. And he does, by the way. Baez looks awful through 4 days.
Same thing as last year, Davis. I mean, something happened to him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're right. Yeah, but when Javi Baez has good games, there it's going to come with home runs and it's going to come with steals, so he'll bunch those points up.
Yeah, Bryant looks okay, but Baez does not. All right, so the outfield options, and here's where you're going to make your money tonight. Oh, boy. Okay, so Christian Yelich is 4,300, but then here we go. It is Nick Pivetta Day for the Red Sox. You know what that means.
Yep.
The fake fantasy analysts who think he's going to have a good season are going to go hide after saying he's going to be good this year because there's no chance of that happening, and their bullpen has been awful. Arozarena, Lau, Tsutsugo, are there any other Rays that we could throw in tonight against Pivetta, Davis?
Well, yeah, I mean, luckily there are plenty of Rays, and luckily they are mostly cheap, right? Arozarena, Tsutsugo, Meadows is pretty affordable, you know, because the Rays just haven't had, you know, a huge start to the season. The prices on FanDuel have not adjusted all that much. Tsutsugo is probably, you know, the best value play. But of course, if Ohtani gets in the lineup today, how could you watch that home run from yesterday and not be rushing to putting him into your lineups today?
Yeah, no, I think so. But for me, I think the Rays stack is probably the way to go. I saw the Rays this week, and remember, Rosarena didn't play also on Saturday, so he's definitely playing tonight. And look, the Red Sox to me, and I think it was on the early line or the morning after, where I said that I didn't think they would lose 100 games, but I mean, maybe 90 is a possibility. And look, I'm not going to jump the gun after three, but put this in perspective. They have to finish over 500 this season, and they just got swept at home by the Orioles. Like, and one of their best starters is not starting tonight. I don't even know who their best starter is. It is a stack of the Rays tonight. I think so. I don't know if the Rays will win, but they're going to score. Be right back with Gray Albright.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thought it would be a good opportunity on what always is arguably the biggest waiver wire of the fantasy baseball season. Same thing happens in football too. It's the first week of the season. Everybody is ready to dismantle their team after one week, not even 4 days of fantasy baseball. We bring Gray Albright in from Razzball.com to get into this. Gray, it was great to have baseball back this weekend. I don't know about you, but having games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was, I hope I win my leagues this year. I probably won't, but I hope I do. But more importantly, it was great to watch games in person, be at a ballpark. I'm sure it was the same for you.
Oh, yeah, no, completely. I was so excited just to be watching baseball. I was like, you know, I felt like the games themselves were like, that was the really like the cherry on top of the sundae. Like, it didn't even matter whether or not my guys on my fantasy teams were doing well. I was like, I just want to watch the games. I don't even care. And you know what? Like, I think the best thing you can do right now is, like you were saying, it's a big waiver wire day. But the best thing you can really do now is don't overreact. Because Nationals and Mets haven't even played yet. I mean, it's like you're going off of a sample size of, like, three games in some cases, in other cases, like a game or a start. Like, don't get all wrapped up in, you know, whether or not someone went, you know, had a terrible start or someone had a great start. Like, just go off of preseason still, please.
Yeah, no, I understand. Unless his name is Giancarlo Stanton.
All right.
So let's start with one hitter. And then where I do think, you know, it's not that I disagree with you, but where I do think you have to strike is closers, because, again, a guy could run with that gig the rest of the season. But let's not go there yet. Let's talk about this guy, Yermin Mercedes, who opened up his career from the Chicago White Sox with 7 straight hits. We probably never hear his name all season if Eloy Jimenez is healthy. So Sunday night, I'm kicking around on the waiver wire. One league, he ain't there. Another one, he's a catcher. Another one, he's a utility guy. Like, I mean, great. I got a lot of awareness of baseball. I had never heard of this dude before the last couple of days. And I'm guessing going into people's waiver wires on Monday morning, Monday night, whenever people are looking at it, he is going to be a very hot pickup. But I don't know a ton about him. I know Tony La Russa, Gray, and I know he rides the hot hand. So I suppose he's worth a shot at this point.
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, at this point, I'm picking up Mercedes wherever I can, but I'm not expecting anything, to be honest. Like, if you look at his numbers, he looks like he was probably, like, if Eloy was healthy, like you said, Mercedes probably would have gotten a bat here or there, and most people, I think rightfully, would have just been like, well, he's probably a quad A guy. And that's what he looks like. He looks like he's got no real position, even though he does have catcher eligibility in a few leagues. He doesn't look like he's got, like, he's 28 years old, and he had one at bat prior to 2021. That's not exactly screaming top prospect, you know? So I think he had a great weekend, obviously. Yeah. I mean, it was like, a dream come true down in Anaheim. Like, hello, what is that? Disney? Is this Magic Kingdom going on with Mercedes? It's like, okay, great stuff, but will it continue?
Yeah, hard to say. There are some that do. Like, no one. I mean, look, let's be real, Gray. No one knew who Aquino was when he came up and hit all those home runs, you know? Like, yeah, I mean, I had heard of Randy Arozarena, okay? I knew who he was. I knew he was involved in a trade for them. I had no idea who Aquino was, just like this guy. And no. So.
Look at Aquino, though. It's like.
Oh,
Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, that's what I, you know, I don't want to, like, put the gavork on someone, but it looks like, you know, Mercedes could be great for, like, 2 weeks, and then people are like, wait a second, he can't hit a curveball. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. No, I think all those things are very possible. And look, I think you said it best. I'm just grabbing him wherever I can. It just depends on if you're using a free agent acquisition budget and what you're willing to sacrifice for him, which for me, of course, is not a ton. But I did in the leagues bid on him and tried, you know, in earnest just to see if I could grab him, because I know La Russa. He does not play. You think he plays favorites. He does not. Whoever is hot is in the lineup for him. This is the way he's always managed. So
I would be I'd be really concerned about Andrew Vaughn's playing.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, this guy hits. Vaughn is not playing.
No, exactly. Yes, on Sunday night, right, exactly. Vaughn's not playing, and there's a good chance that La Russa sees Mercedes, and he's like, yeah, I mean, he's hitting. Why shouldn't I play him? And I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, I prefer Vaughn to be hitting, but Mercedes is doing the job, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, there was a player on the Orioles named Luis Mercedes, another prospect like 30 years ago. I wonder if they're related. I don't know. Okay, so now... The issue for the first weekend of the season is that people also get caught up in the playing time when every manager before the series comes out and says, all guys on my 26-man roster are going to play this weekend. It's opening weekend. We want everyone. The families are there. Everyone needs to be seen. And that's what you've seen. That's why the lineups are wacky. Now, starting today, Monday, you're going to start to see some normalcy with that. But the one position that in fantasy, in reality, that a player can take a job and run with it starting now is the closer. And we've already seen over the weekend a couple of different guys get save opportunities that we weren't expecting. And the question is, will they run with it? Let's start with Valdez on the Orioles. Gray, Harvey was supposed to be the closer going into the season. I was grabbing Tanner Scott everywhere. Don't have any of Valdez. But why wouldn't he get the next five opportunities for Baltimore at this point? I think he's a must add.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think he's probably, I mean, who knows what they're going to do, because closers are so fickle. But the probably my best guess is they would, the Orioles would love to get Valdez to like the trading deadline as closer, move him, and then they could put Tanner Scott in the ninth inning if that's what it comes to. But I don't see them like rushing Tanner Scott into the closer role for no reason. I mean, it's like, if you can get Valdez as the closer, that's huge for trade value for the Orioles.
Yeah. And they probably would only have him for a few months, and they could use Scott against lefties. Scott, remember, is a very highly touted prospect for them, and they converted him from a starter to reliever. And then, you know what, by the time Hunter Harvey comes back, it could be his job, but clearly Valdez with an opportunity at the very least to save 10 games for the Orioles, which was a zero a week ago. We would never even have brought him up. Now, on the flip side, in terms of value, there's another closer, potential closer, that even has more value than Valdez. And that's Julian Merriweather, who is another player I heard a lot about in the spring, but he was not on my radar at all. What is the reason, Gray? Well, Rafael Dolis was pretty good. Kirby Yates was their closer. And then I thought Jordan Romano was going to end up being their guy. It is very clear to me that Merriweather on a young team is going to get that shot for the ninth inning. But, Gray, this is the kind of guy, unlike Valdez, I think that Orioles, if Valdez blew a couple saves, I think they'd still give him a shot. I mean, Orioles aren't going anywhere. Although they are 3-0, I don't think they're going anywhere this year. On the flip, I think Toronto has got to make sure that they have the right guy in the ninth. Do you think that this kid can run with this gig?
Oh, yeah, no, the Jays are like, their lineup is stacked. They're going to win games. Like, I think a Babe Ruth transported to present day wouldn't get into that lineup right now. I mean, a present day Babe Ruth might be like a Darren Ruff. So we're not exactly talking a great hitter. But I mean, anyway, beyond that, I think the Jays are going to win games. I think Merriweather is the closer. And he could be like one of those guys where he could save, 35, 40 games and come out of nowhere and be like a top three closer in the league. Like Merriweather is a guy, Mercedes, I think, is more or less just a hot bat. Merriweather is a guy who I would go out and spend as much money as you need on to try and acquire him, or pick him up off of waivers if you're in a shallow mixed league and he's still there. Like Merriweather is a guy who could potentially be Josh Hader in Toronto.
Yeah, no, that's the dynamic of fantasy. I tried to look for steals over the weekend to see if anyone stole bases that was worth a pickup. I know I saw Jazz Chisholm in Miami steal a couple. I saw Alford on Pittsburgh steal a couple of bases. But I didn't really notice anything insane in terms of that this weekend. I know that's always something I look for the first week to see who has the green light. But I didn't really notice anything. Did you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I like LeCastro a lot in Arizona. I think he could potentially steal some bags. And Arizona is another team where they're not really playing for anything. So it's potential for LeCastro there. And, yeah, like you said, Alford, who's really not, I mean, the Pirates are just a mess. They lost, they lost Hayes yesterday.
I know.
Well, they lost him Saturday, but he went on the IL on Sunday. But, the Pirates have no reason not to play Alford, so I guess he could be like a cheap steal guy. I like Tapia a lot. He didn't play Sunday because of a stiff neck, but he should be fine. Tapia is a guy who I think you could acquire cheap. You know, he's not going to be on waivers, but you could probably acquire him for a decent price, and he's going to be leadoff and stealing bases in Colorado. So it's something.
Yeah. A couple of takeaways from me this weekend. I thought the Red Sox played horribly. I feel really strongly about them being terrible. And I mean, one thing that I think I'll be right about. The other one, too, for me, and I don't know if you had any strong takeaway before we wrap up, Gray. I thought Corbin Burns looked as good as any pitcher I've seen in a one-start situation. I'm not trying to get too excited for him. And I don't even have him in any league. But, man, he was so good. And I'm wondering if, like, between Woodruff and him, they're willing to take the next step there. Was there anything for you that stuck out? I know you watched, like, every game this weekend. Is there any player or someone that you, like, were like, ugh, like, even though it's a weekend, I wish I had?
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw, I was watching Taylor Widener yesterday, the Diamondback starter, and it looks like he's got like a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, and he's got a good change, like a 60-grade change, and a decent slider. It's, you know, potentially in a deeper mixed league, definitely NL only, but deeper mixed, I'm kind of interested. He's got good stuff. It won't necessarily, I mean, against the Giants and the Rockies, it plays like in the shallowest of leagues, you're going to be able to stream them against those weaker teams. Mm-hmm. And then against the Dodgers, Padres, you know, in Coors, some places you might have to bench him. I think he's a decent arm, a good guy to look at right now.
Yeah, I think a team like Arizona is a great example of just mixing and matching different players who were playing. The Rockies are like that too. Chris Owings had a shocking first weekend too. You wouldn't have expected him to do that as well. And, you know, it reminds me how competitive our league is in the NL Tout Wars. Last week, I threw a buck on John Nagowski. I'm like, no one's going to go for him. Someone bid too. I'm like, all right, got to get a little, got to get a little bit more aggressive in these leagues for sure. Gray, during the week, in terms of the streaming pitchers, I know that you guys do a great job over at Razzball. We have a minute left. When people log on to Razzball.com and they subscribe, what can they expect this week?
Oh, for this week, you go to the subscription area of Razzball and you find every single pitcher or hitter and their matchups and how much, you know, how valuable they'll be for this week, for tomorrow, for the next day. For 7 days, each day, you have pitcher and hitter matchups.
Keep awesome. All right, great. Thanks again for coming on. I know it's a Monday. We usually have you on Friday. We'll catch up with you again later in the week. Have a good one, okay?
Bye.
Gray Albright of Razzball.com. We'll be right back on Fantasy Sports Today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we close out this hour, we haven't even touched on the NBA at all. So much going on. We got a Masters preview coming up in about 15 minutes all week long. We'll be doing that. Baseball set to start here in 10 minutes. And the college basketball championship tonight, Dave, is going on. So you must be really busy at Daily Roto, having to pick against the spread in these games and DFS for basketball, too. I don't know if you handle everything. I can't imagine that you do. But Utah at Dallas tonight is one of the marquee matchups. And if you're a Hoops fan, I'm supposing you're going to be watching Gonzaga. But Utah's -5.5 at Dallas, total 226. Any opinion on this one tonight?
Yeah. So I want Utah here. Dallas is doing the injury management stuff with both Kristaps and Luka Doncic, just trying to not overexpose them. They're pulling their guys early in blowouts. They have an eye towards the postseason. They definitely, in the 72-game season, the compressed schedule, they don't want Kristaps' knees to go out. Luka has been kind of dealing with a sore back this season, so they've limited him on minutes on some of these back-to-backs as well. I want Utah here. They're fully healthy. They just gave Conley and Donovan Mitchell rest over the weekend, so those guys are healthy, good to go. And I just think the Jazz are better as well. I mean, honestly, I do. I the Jazz, everyone's been trying to write them off all season long, and they just keep winning games. Donovan Mitchell has been incredible. Rudy Gobert has been incredible. So taking the Jazz here, and I would actually lean on the under as well. I think these two teams will slow this game down a good bit.
All right, under 226. NBA on the slate tonight. For those of you who are going to be watching Game Time Decisions and In-Game Live, we'll have live coverage of that as well as the college basketball championship. So make sure you stay on the grid with us throughout the day and tonight as well. All right, Chris has our update coming up at the top of the hour, and we're going to run through everything happening in sports. We have first pitch being thrown out pretty soon, about 10 minutes from now. Also, there is an update from the Washington Nationals. They're practicing on the field today, and the reporters are there and reporting which players are there and which players are not. So that could factor into the week as well. We'll talk about that coming up next. A Masters preview from Davis is also coming. For those of you who are planning on betting this on FanDuel or playing DFS, you got to check it out. It's coming up in 30 minutes. We'll be right back on Fantasy Sports Today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.